This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Jay Binkley, Rob Brinton, Carrington back with you tomorrow on assignment today. Royals All-Star bids. Is it bad, Rob, that you're sitting here thinking about all-star snubs, or is it? Or are we kind of past that now?
I think you should be thinking. I mean, I think it's front of mind because the all-star voting came out yesterday.
I get it, sir. But, I mean, does it make or break what you think about this team? Because it used to be that way. Back when this team wasn't, you know, going to the playoffs and things like this, is the only thing you had to hang your hat on, remember? Remember when Hosmer hit that home run in the all-star game? You're like, oh, that's something to hang your hat on, right? Something to hang your head on for the Royals. I don't look at it like that when it comes to the Royals. Bobby Witt Jr., yes. I mean, if he's not in the All-Star game, that's travesty. That is. And with Chris Bubich making the team, I think if a pitcher doesn't make the team, the All-Star team for the Royals, that doesn't define who would want this team is. When you look back at historically, you think about how good this team is because of this pitching staff. I think if a Royals pitcher doesn't make the All-Star game, it's blatant disrespect. It's disrespect because that's one of the best pitching units in Major League Baseball. It's what's kept this team alive. Again, they're fourth in team ERA. The starters are third in the American League. Just the relievers, fourth in the American League. They deserve somebody there. But the Mikel Garcia comments get thrown out there a lot. Now, he's played some at shortstop. Obviously, he's played third base more than anything. He's played in the outfield as well. Mikel Garcia has been a breath of fresh air. I like how he approaches the game. I like the way that he plays. But right now, you know, he's hitting 303. He's got 8 home runs, 39 RBI. Listen, the guy's been incredible. But Alex Bregman has been hurt. And Alex Cora, the manager of the Red Sox, thinks he'll, you know, be back maybe sometime this week. So what I mean is, would he? Here's the thing too, Rob. Like, if he comes back this week for the Red Sox, do I think he'd actually play in the All-Star game? I don't. I think they'll be replacing that because I don't think he would do that. In a game that doesn't matter to anything, Rom, like there's nothing on the line at all for the Red Sox. I don't see, even if he plays this week, and I know he's an All-Star at this point, I'm not sure he plays in it, Rom. It looks great on his Wikipedia page that he's an All-Star this year. That's fine, but I don't think he plays. I think Mikel gets in there.
I do think he'll eventually end up in there because of Bregman's injury.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that Bregman is in over Garcia should really frustrate Royals fans. And I have a sense of frustration with it back here because it is, I understand the Royals are not living up to expectations. I understand the offense has been bad in 2025, but that is not the fault of Mikel Garcia. And if you want to tell me it's because of injury, fine. Mikel Garcia leads all third basemen in Major League Baseball on average, which is the exact reason why Bobby Witt isn't the shortstop for the ALs, because Jack Wilson has a better average.
So Mikel Garcia, 100% is average.
Mikel Garcia didn't get that kiss. And now let's get up. Mikel Garcia is second among third basemen in OPS, which I'm a big OPS guy. Uh-huh. On base plus slug, two pretty important stats. The only person better is Jose Ramirez, who is trending toward a Hall of Fame-like career. So
He's the best of the best, no question.
Michael Garcia is not a starter, cool. Jose Ramirez is in the AL, I get it. But Alex Bregman in over Michael Garcia is just a travesty. Because this is not Alex Bregman from 2017, 2018, where he's pounding the cover off the ball because he hears the trash can being banged. This is a hurt version of him in Boston. And Garcia should have made the All-Star game over Bregman. Now, you're right. The wrong might be righted just by Bregman's injury, and I assume Garcia will get in if he elects not to play, but still.
I think that was an odd to who and what he is. I think that's 100% an odd. He's in the club.
And what my frustration is if we're going to give the nod because he's in the club to Alex Bregman, we didn't seem to do that with Bobby Witt Jr., who a year ago was second in the MVP and a no-doubt all-star. So it seems like the lines are blurred on what is and isn't an all-star among the AL people. So that is my frustration. And I'm surprised more Royals fans aren't frustrated by Michael Garcia watching the all-star game from at home this year as opposed to in Atlanta.
Why do you think that is? I'm just curious. Is it because fans at this point, they look at the standings, see 14 games back from the Tigers, they haven't lived up to expectations, they don't score runs. Why do you think that is? Like, I think there would have been some outrage if Bobby's not on that team. I don't know if it would have been full-scale outrage, you know, from Royals fans. Should they have been mad? Yeah. But Michael Garcia, I get it, man. The guy's been a stud. And just like Rob said with OPS and everything else and that average, if we make the argument that the average matters, well, you know, why doesn't his average matter more than a guy like Bobby or something like that? I don't – the way with Garcia is – I look at the Royals' record, and I'm okay with them having two All-Stars, I guess, because, I mean, how many Royals really deserve to be in there at this point because of the season? Do they deserve a hitter in there? 100%. Give Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby Witt Jr. deserves to be an All-Star. I mean, guy leads Major League Baseball in doubles. He's, what, fourth in stolen bases. The power strokes coming back for Bobby. I mean, Bobby's starting for Team USA in baseball. I get it. I get it. Chris Bubich, to me, I'm okay with him going to the All-Star game. He should be in the All-Star game. He's been an All-Star this year for this team. And the Royals deserve – I guess if the Royals were just going to get two, would he deserve to go in over Chris Bubich, do you think? If the commissioner says, you know what, let's put Garcia in there and not Bubich. I think that would have been more of an outrage, to be honest with you, Rob, not having a pitcher from the staff.
I mean, I don't think the two are mutually exclusive, though. I agree with you. I'd have been more frustrated by no pitcher over Michael, but they should have gotten both. They should have gotten Chris Bubich. He was extremely deserving. They should have gotten Bobby Witt, and they should have gotten Michael Garcia. Like, there are some people who believe that Carlos Estevez was a snub. I don't really believe that because I think outside of saves, statistically, he has not been one of the, you know, top end relievers in the AL. He's been good, don't get me wrong, but he hasn't been like the best of the best in the AL. So I don't call him a snub. I don't think he's even the best player in the Royals bullpen. But Michael Garcia watching from Atlanta, not watching it, watching at home and not being in Atlanta is 1,000% a snub.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.